And we come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. You understand, it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. How we doing, everybody? Happy Friday to you. DA with you in for Jim this afternoon. You can usually hear me preceding Jim on many of these same CBS Sports Radio stations. Happy as always to be simulcast on the CBS Sports Network as well. And what a momentous day for Jim. Today he gets inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. So a total thrill for all of us here at CBS Sports Radio. Completely well-deserved. And next hour I'll lay out all the reasons why he absolutely is a Hall of Famer from my vantage point inside the business. But a tip of the cap to Romy. As I'll handle things inside the jungle today, he and the entire flight crew in New York City for his Radio Hall of Fame induction tonight. Coming up this afternoon inside the jungle, we'll talk Bama LSU, John Parker Wilson, 3-year starting quarterback for the Crimson Tide, now a member of the Crimson Tide Radio Network, is going to join us in hour number two. And former Raiders OC and head coach Hugh Jackson on the Raiders and what has been a turnaround, very notable, by the Bay by John Gruden and company. Hugh's going to join us in hour number three. We'll tackle a ton of topics coming up here today. A lot of football. Antonio Brown makes news again. Mitchell Trubisky failing once again at being a leader. Deion sniffing around the Florida State job. Baker Mayfield getting clowned on. And in the NBA, everybody's griping about Kawhi Leonard's load management, but I'll tell you why they shouldn't be. Also, time to flame Steve Mills because he has gone unscathed, and the Knicks will face off against Porzingis tonight for the first time ever. And once upon a time, wasn't he the savior for the Knicks? Also, James Harden allergic to good strip clubs. All of that coming up this afternoon here on the show. And the last time I saw most of you was on the Smack Off, June 21st, 2019, a historic day for me. That was my first ever chance at being inside the Smack Off. I was so thrilled and honored to be part of it. For Jim to invite me, extend the golden ticket, was a real thrill. And admittedly, I probably was a hair too excited. I mean, it's like when you're 6 years old or the first time you go see Santa at the mall and he says, "What would you like for Christmas, little boy?" And you're like, "I want a Transformers and I want a GoBot and I want a Hungry Hungry Hippo and I want a sled and I want a slap brace." And he goes, okay. I just had so much to say. And I realized it went a little bit long. I mean, the call went so long, Hawk measured it with a calendar. I realize it went so long, Matt in L.A. actually had time to get his GED during it. But I'm here to say brevity is key here today. So I will move through topics quickly for all of you for the pain that I delivered during the Smack Off 2019. But let us begin in Oakland last night, because what a scene. If this was the Raiders' last ever chance in primetime in Oakland, they definitely delivered. And the black hole was raucous, and it was raunchy, and it was real. I mean, there was a sign inside the stands. I'm serious about this. You might have seen this on TV that said, "I missed my court date for this game." I missed my court date for this game. That's Raider fan right there. That, my friends, is why we need the black hole. And what a sin, an absolute unforgivable sin, that the NFL has allowed the black hole to be no more. Shame on Roger Goodell. Shame on these 32 owners, because that right there is great. It's great drama. Not good drama. It's great theater. I missed my court date for this game. My salute to you, Raider fan, and you finally seem to have a team you can root for.
Rivers will take this snap back into the gun on the 25-yard line. Here's the snap. Backs it up. Pump fake. Going to go deep. Intercepted. It's over, baby. Over, baby! Carl Joseph's got it! The Raiders are in the chase for the playoffs! Yeah, baby! That's three interceptions here tonight.
This says a lot about our team. You know, we got a lot of resilient guys. They're going to keep competing. You know, you may beat us, but we're going to be hard out to get. You know, we're going to battle. And that's all I can say about this team. We are very happy with our foundation, our process, and a lot of guys deserve credit.
Yes, that's the legendary Brent Musburger on Raiders Radio. That's three babies in one INT final call. That means it's a big game. That was John Gruden following the win. I will raise my hand and admit I was wrong. I thought John Gruden coming back to Oakland was simply a vanity play. That John Gruden would much rather stay retired, comfy job at the broadcast booth, and be Chucky. Sean, that's a real football player right there. I want football players, Sean. I like these guys. I mean, every Monday night was the same bit for years with John Gruden. Everybody's a football player. He likes football players. Nobody's ever done anything badly. And you just felt as though Gruden wasn't really coming back because he needed to coach. He was coming back because he got a retirement deal. I mean, a 10-year, $10 million per year deal? 10 years, $10 million per? I mean, it just kind of felt like the money finally was so big he couldn't say no. But not that he really needed it or wanted to grind. And he trades away Amari Cooper and trades away Khalil Mack and then trades for Antonio Brown. And through the whole thing, it just felt like this was directionless and ridiculous. He hires Mike Mayock as his GM. What really made sense here? Look, a year and a half in, that's a really good defensive line. That's a really good rookie running back. Derek Carr, in many ways, has been fixed. And the Raiders have a winning team more than midway through the season. Look, I don't know if they're going to keep it up throughout the rest of the year. Maybe they will. But the simple fact that in year number two, without Antonio Brown, when it felt like everything was coming apart at the seams at 1-2 to begin the season, that they sit here at 5-4 and had that energy in that building last night was amazing. It really was amazing. And there's no doubt that this is the best Derek Carr has looked in a long time. And they are building a culture. And it was evident last night. And I clowned him for taking the job. I clowned him through last year. I clowned him coming into this year. And you know what? He has proven all of that skepticism wrong. John Gruden has things cooking in Oakland. And the NFL is obviously better for it. Because the Raiders and the Silver and Black and the legacy in the black hole is theater. It is tradition. It is legacy. It is amazing. And only the NFL could ruin that. Only the NFL could ruin that. Let's talk about Phillip Rivers for a moment here. Phillip Rivers ends the game with his third interception of the day. And oh, by the way, Phillip Rivers had two other INTs called back on penalties. The man nearly had a fiver, which is what we call a Jameis. He nearly had a five interception day. And the final series. You're down two because the gift of the gods says that the Raiders miss an extra point. So a field goal doesn't tie it, it wins it. And what was the final two series by the Chargers? What were the final couple of plays? I mean, all of that was a mess. They needed the fourth down penalty just to extend that drive. Incomplete pass, incomplete pass, incomplete pass, incomplete pass. Let me ask you, if I put Tom Brady in that situation, do you think he throws seven incompletions at a game-ending INT? The Chargers had three timeouts! The Chargers had three timeouts! Phillip Rivers, zing, incomplete, zing, incomplete. Stare down this receiver, zing, incomplete. If I put Drew Brees back there, do you think he has 0-for-7 on that drive? If I put Aaron Rodgers back there, if I put Russell Wilson back there, spare me the Phillip Rivers Hall of Fame conversation. My goodness,
Has he been a fun character in the NFL? Absolutely. A bazillion kids, likes to trash talk other quarterbacks, once played in a busted ACL in the AFC title game. Great character. But spare me the Hall of Fame credentials. You know, he once played on an offense with two other Hall of Famers, LaDainian Tomlinson and Antonio Gates. In those 4 years, they went to the playoffs four times, made no Super Bowls, and won AFC championship game. He went 9 years in his prime, making only one postseason from 2010 to 2018. Last year in the playoffs, they dominated the Ravens for the first half and settled for four field goals. The only thing that kept the Ravens in that game, four field goals. And last night, Phillip Rivers. Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to chuck it up, middle of the field. Oh, intercepted. Oh, called back. Great, I get to do it again. I'll chuck it up again. Intercepted. Ah, you know what? Let me try it again. Oh, pick six. You know what? Oh, this one's called back. I'll try it again. Three INTs and two called back. Blech. Nearly more turnovers than kids. And you know what? Jim talked about this all week and a lot yesterday. Raiders and Chargers has been hate. It has been NFL, AFL hate. And now we get none of it because the Chargers moved to a city that doesn't care about them, and the Raiders are going to exit the black hole because of NFL greed. And it's a sin. It's an absolute sin because that should not be the last time we got to see that. But instead, moving forward, we'll have a stadium in Las Vegas and the Chargers playing in front of 20,000 fans in Los Angeles next year, or perhaps one day in London. But hey, what does 60 years of NFL tradition mean anymore, right? All right, clones, the phone number today is the New York City phone number, so hit me up at 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. And on Twitter, you can get at me, DA on CBS. Lots to get into today here on the show. I welcome any and all tweets, including smack off resentment. DA on CBS is the handle. When we come back, I'd like to sit down with Antonio Brown and ask him, what exactly is your decision-making process? Take me through this, AB, because yesterday it was on display yet again. DA, Damon Amendolar, in for Jim today here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, guys, never a good look when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. You may think it makes you look casual, but more than likely it just ends up looking sloppy. That's why Untuck It makes shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. A casual shirt that's not too long and not too short. It's just right. Shirts designed so well, GQ calls them perfection. Untuck It shirts are a go-to for any occasion, from casual to dressy. And not only do they look good, they feel great too, even the wrinkle-free options. Untuck It offers 50 fit combinations, so tall, short, slim, and bigger guys of all ages can experience the perfect fitting shirt. Log on to untuckit.com and check out all the new arrivals. Use the promo code ROME for 20% off your entire first purchase. You can also visit one of Untuck It's over 70 retail locations across the country. So stop hiding your shirt with your pants and your pants with your shirt. Untuckit.com, your solution to perfecting casual. Use promo code ROME for 20% off savings, your first purchase. Sunday, the NFL on CBS features the Chiefs taking on the Titans, or an NFC encounter between the Lions and Bears, all beginning with JB and the guys on the NFL Today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. Welcome inside the jungle, everybody. DA, Damon Amendolara in for Jim today. Jim is receiving induction into the Radio Hall of Fame tonight, so pretty cool to be filling in today, and for all of the clones out there. Big day for all of us, I would say, especially as I read through the tweets. Canadian Hitman tweeting, War Damon replaying his smack-off call to fill all 3 hours today. It might run a little long. The best part about this is it was liked by a follower named Functionally Obese. You know what? I like that guy. Functionally Obese. That's wearing it well.
That is owning who you are.
Ken in San Antonio missed my court date to attend the Raider game. What was Marty doing there? The bird feeder. I missed my court date for this call. Signed, Matt in L.A. every time he calls. Look, I don't want to turn this into a three-hour bash Matt in L.A. session, but if the tweets keep coming in, I may turn this into a three-hour Matt in L.A. smash session. Can we talk about Antonio Brown here? Let me read through some tweets yesterday from Antonio Brown, or posts on Instagram, rather. On IG, quote, bleep the NFL. I'm going down another path. No more making money off my blood and sweat. No more control of my name and body. Clear my name. I am done with it. So you fantasy bleeps can let it go. Upset to the fantasy owners now. That's new. Took to Twitter. Said yesterday, imagine conforming to a system giving it 100% to see them treat me like this unfairly. Making money off my sweat and blood. Bleep the NFL. I'll never play in that bleep again. Clear my name. Go bleep yourself. Well, it wouldn't be an Antonio Brown day unless he completely reversed course. Later on in the day, after deleting these initial tweets, sent out, I'm just very frustrated right now with the false allegations and slander to my name. I love football. I miss it. I just want to play, and I'm very emotional about that. I'm determined to make my way back to the NFL ASAP. Well, your game plan's a good one. Yell, scream, threaten, curse, call the NFL unfair, say you'll never do it. That's the blueprint that'll work here, Antonio Brown. My question for AB, and honestly, I would love to have him in a private moment to just simply ask, what is the decision-making process for you? I mean, most of us have a devil and an angel, one on each shoulder. And we usually weigh, okay, could be a good idea, might not be a bad idea. But it feels like Antonio Brown simply just has impulse. That's it, just simple impulse. Whatever it is in that fleeting second, millisecond, I shall do that now. Damn the consequences. And I kind of wonder if Antonio Brown has the devil and the angel, but then also one of those men in black mind erasers. Like, does he just forget everything that has ever happened? Does he just totally eliminate from his brain all of the bleep he has gotten himself into because of said actions? You know, many times humans go through something, make a mistake, go through something difficult, try to learn a lesson from it, and then come to the same very situation or something similar and remember the consequences and say, well, maybe I won't do that again. But it's like Antonio Brown has no idea about that. Like, that's an actual thing. Antonio, you don't have to act on every impulse. You don't have to. You know, if you are trying to get your way back into the NFL, quote, ASAP, laying low might work. I don't know. Just an idea. Grandma, we got our freedom, Grandma. We got our freedom, Grandma. Yeah. How's the freedom? How's it working out? Happy? Good freedom? Freedom's fun, huh? But very boring. Very, very, very boring. I have to imagine that Antonio Brown just has the mentality of a gnat, an insect, a mosquito, just darting blindly. Oh, there's an arm. Oh, there's a leg. Oh, there's some bark on a tree. What can I land on next? I mean, just never, ever, ever any thought of, let me weigh the consequences here. Nothing like that. Ohio State star Chase Young could be the number one pick in the NFL draft. He is now being held out of tomorrow's game against Maryland. Chase Young apparently took a loan from a, quote, family friend. And so because this could be impermissible benefits, this happened last year, Ohio State is going to hold Chase Young out of tomorrow's game against Maryland. Here's the good news. they are going to destroy Maryland with or without Chase Young. The question becomes, exactly how long do you have to hold out Chase Young? Look, Young is the best pass rusher in college football. He's an absolute destroyer. He's about to set the single season record for sacks by a Buckeye, and they've still got four regular season games left and potentially the Big Ten title game and a bowl game, if not two playoff games. The guy's going to end up shattering records more than likely in terms of sacks by an Ohio State defensive lineman or any linebacker that's ever played in that program. They've got Maryland next and then Rutgers after that. That's good. They will shatter, destroy both of those programs by 60 points each without Chase Young. The question becomes, is Young going to be eligible for the Penn State game? Because that's the playoff already. If Ohio State remains undefeated and burns through the Big Ten, we know they're going to end up in the college football playoff. We know this. If they lose to Penn State, they're going to be out. This is going to be their season. So you wonder when Ohio State learned about this, and did they say, you know what? Yeah, we can afford to suspend him now. I mean, we wanted him for Wisconsin, but now it's Maryland and Rutgers. We can destroy them without Chase Young. Don't need him. And are they trying to get in front of this before that Penn State game? Number two, here's the bad part. Pro Football Talk is reporting that that family friend he took the loan from, which he says he paid back, could be a certified agent. Which I think we all know that there is some underhanded business going on throughout college football. That's not much of a surprise. And I don't think many of us begrudge stuff like this. You take out a loan from a family friend, you pay back the loan. I do think, though, you have to question, hey, Chase, you didn't realize this could get you jammed up, considering apparently this family friend was an agent? A certified agent? Don't you think that kind of starts smelling a little bit bad? You couldn't find anybody else? Anybody? Young being out tomorrow means nothing. Young being out next week against Rutgers means nothing. Young being out against Penn State means a lot. That's when this story becomes interesting. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. Mike in Buffalo tweets, Fiverr, never heard of it. Signed, JPP. Paul tweets, Phillip Rivers is a modern-day Stan Humphries. Oh, wait, Humphries has an AFC title ring. Hashtag overrated. Yes, Phillip Rivers just got compared to Stan Humphries and lost the comparison. Last night, three INTs and had two others called back. What a night. And the final series. No time management. No underneath, no take what the defense can give us, no let's just try to get in a field goal range and kick the game winner from a gift from the Raiders by missing the extra point. Nah, let's just go deep. Let's just quickly throw out there. Let's not even take timeouts. Forget taking our time. Let's just gunsling it. When we return, Kawhi Leonard, everybody's belly aching about this load management. And all this belly aching is so misinformed and misdirected. I will tell you why coming up here next. DA Damon Amendolara in for Jim today. Standing by with your headlines. Here's Andrew Bogish.
It's time to ask the pros, where you, the clones, get to ask a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/askthepros or tweet at me at DA on CBS to submit your question. Be listening later on in the show. When I'll answer it, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Good to be with you, everybody. Damon Amendolara, DA with you here filling in for Jim today. Jim will be inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Well-deserved. This is the first time I've talked to the clones since my smack-off call.
back in June. Why don't we check in on my Smack-Off call?
But this makes sense for Matt, you see, because with his meth addiction, lack of dental coverage, and since he uses remnants from a discarded wig for floss, his teeth are turning brown and falling out. So I look really weird to him.
Yep, still going on, that Smack-Off call still going on. Paul in Indy tweets, don't be so hard on yourself, DA. Your Smack-Off call was legit. Signed, Hawks Supercuts Dye Job. I'll take that as a compliment. Jet black. Let's talk Kawhi. People freaking out. Absolutely freaking out. He needs to play more games. You can see the talking heads and the veins pulsating in their foreheads, standing up, storming off set. He needs to play. He's got to play. What's this load management? Jordan. Bird. Magic never did this. Oh, and it's just delightful, isn't it? Because you can totally see their minds melting down. Jordan! This is always the funniest kind of comeback to LeBron's greatness, when somebody just gets so mad that they're shaking on television or on radio or on Twitter and just go, Jordan! Kawhi Leonard sits out the first half of yet another back-to-back, twice in 2 weeks. The NBA says, no, you know what? Okay, Clippers seem legit here. His knee is still a little compromised. They want to rest him. He's fine. They're fine. We're all good here. And then they look at the tape, and Doc Rivers said, yeah, he's feeling great. And they go, oh, well, okay, now we got to fine you. Here's Doc Rivers.
He feels great, but he feels great because of what we've been doing, you know, and we're just going to continue to do it. There's no concern here, but we want to make sure, you know, I think Kawhi made the statement he's never felt better. It's our job to make sure he stays that way, you know, and that's important. But he played a lot of minutes in the playoffs last year. You know, so it's not a health thing, really. It is in some ways. We want him to just keep feeling better, you know, and getting better.
Okay, this is great. Because Doc Rivers trying to explain why he's sitting a healthy player without alarming anybody, but also trying not to get fined within the NBA circles, is this tremendous dance. Well, it feels great. I mean, he's not totally great. I mean, he played a lot last year in the playoffs, but I mean, he's not hurt. But, I mean, he feels awesome. But, I mean, not too awesome. But, I mean, he's kind of tired. But not too tired. But we're not worried about it. But we do want to rest him because we have a little bit of worry. But we're not too worried. Does that make any sense? Look, let's start here by piercing the whole, oh, the Jordan. Oh, the Jordan Bird. Magic. First of all, did anybody see Larry Bird sit out like the last three seasons of his career because he threw out his back shoveling a driveway? I think we all might have missed that. Larry Bird laid on the floor on his stomach for huge stretches of games. I would say that was the late 80s, early 90s load management. That actually was load management. It was just Larry laying on his belly. Number two, did you know last year Kawhi Leonard played 939 playoff minutes? 939, okay? That is more than Michael Jordan ever played in the playoffs. That is more than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar ever played in the postseason. Those are arguably the two greatest players of all time. And Kawhi Leonard played more minutes last postseason than both of those guys ever did.
But MJ.
Yes, the postseason is now four full rounds, best of seven each round, which didn't exist in Kareem's day and Michael's day. Michael had four rounds, but best of five in the first round. However, it tells you that Kawhi, by playing more minutes than those guys ever had, had to be more durable. He had to protect his body to do what he did because now the playoffs are longer. And I would say, for the greatness of Michael and the greatness of Kareem, you know, Kawhi didn't necessarily have, I'm just throwing this out there, Scottie Pippen or Dennis Rodman or James Worthy or Magic Johnson to play alongside. He had Kyle Lowry and Pascal Siakam. So the demand on Kawhi in the postseason last year was a higher demand than any of those guys ever. And could he still be feeling the effects this year? Of course. But more than that, this is why I laugh at the, but LeBron, but Michael, but Magic. Here's why. What do we grade all these guys on? One number, one singular number, usually a single digit, rings. It is the argument stopper for so many NBA arguments, especially Jordan fans. Yeah, but six. That's all we say. Yeah, but Kobe's only five. Magic, five. LeBron, three. Michael, six. Did you hear? Michael, six. Right? So this is the number that ends up being the catch-all. This is the number that ends up just winning every argument for Michael fans. Yeah, but six. Okay. So if that's the key to all greatness in eternity throughout the NBA's history, then Kawhi Leonard shouldn't even play in the regular season. He should only play in the postseason and collect as many finals MVPs as possible. If that's the only thing we're grading out, if that is the end-all, be-all argument, hey, six. Six beats five, because we're now down to second-grade math. Six beats five and six beats three, and that's why Michael's so much better than LeBron. And, hey, you can bring up these all-time stats, and you can bring up points scored and rebounds and efficiency, MVPs, but hey, ultimately six. So then why do we get bent out of shape over a November game if ultimately Kawhi Leonard's greatness will be decided on the championships? Why? Well, because Michael won six and he played every game. Okay. But what are you going to say? Going to tell Kawhi, yeah, you know what? Got to be out there. Even if you think this makes you fresher for the playoffs, who cares? We want you out there. We demand you out there. Even if you feel like you're less for it later on when it matters most, who cares? You got to get out there. It's stupid. It's silly. And ultimately, what Kawhi sitting or LeBron sitting or the Spurs sitting or any load management comes back to is an irrefutable truth that the NBA season is too long right now. That we arbitrarily chose 82 games to be the regular season of the NBA and then winning four rounds of four games apiece, minimum. And we said the human body can handle that and you should be able to do that. And what these modern players are saying and the Spurs as an organization are saying is, yeah, no, doesn't work for us. Like 60s more like it. Now, if the NBA went into the offseason and said, you know what? We're going to slash the regular season to 60 games, but you have to play in all 60 of them. Kawhi Leonard's probably playing in all 60 of them. Same with LeBron. Same with when Greg Popovich had the older Spurs teams. But the owners don't want to give up that cash, and I'm sure the players don't want to give up that cash as well. But ultimately, this is Kawhi's right to do it. As long as he wins the championship, as long as he plays the way that he plays when it matters most, why does anybody care? Last postseason, Kawhi scored the third most points in a single playoff ever. Ever. You had Jordan in 92, LeBron in 2018, and Kawhi 2019.
whatever he wants to do during the regular season is validated because he gets it done when it matters most. Kawhi had two games in the NBA Finals alone at 34 and 12. 34 and 12. There's three other guys ever that did that. Michael, Shaq, LeBron. Kawhi Leonard's doing things when it matters most at a higher level than anybody except guys named Jordan and LeBron or Kareem and Shaq. And you're going to dog him and have blood veins popping out of your forehead because he missed two games in November? I mean, let's get real. The same people that are going to bow at his altar in June for being that amazing when it mattered are also now submarining him for taking off November games. One or the other here, boys and girls. If you're going to love up what he does in June, got to accept what he does in the regular season as well. Can we talk Steve Mills for a second here? Tonight, in a game that nobody cares about, because nobody cares about the Knicks will travel to Dallas to take on the Mavericks. Why does this matter? Because this will be the Knicks' first chance at matching up, facing off against their former unicorn, Kristaps Porzingis. And it is notable because Steve Mills is still running the basketball operations for the New York Knicks. Do you realize that Steve Mills has been in power since 2003 for the Knicks? And we always crush James Dolan, and the world knows what a buffoon James Dolan is, one of the worst owners in sports, and every Knicks fan wants Dolan to sell. And understandably so, the guy's a mess. But he has also employed Steve Mills to either be the president or the GM for the last 15 years. Under Steve Mills, either president or GM, the Knicks have played 500 games. 500. Do you know how many they've lost? 336 of those. 500 games under Steve Mills. 336 losses. And the guy's still employed to build the roster. He traded away Kristaps Porzingis. What'd they get back? The cap space that they saved didn't get any free agents of note. Dennis Smith Jr. can't even win the point guard job. The two future firsts they got for the Mavericks, how high will they be if the Mavericks are playing good basketball like they are now? In the offseason, after striking out on Kyrie, Kawhi, Tobias Kemba, Al Horford, Jimmy Butler, Klay Thompson all said thanks but no thanks to the Knicks, this guy, Steve Mills, had the gall to say, quote, successful offseason. There were a lot of max-level players who wanted to come here. Really? Really? I missed that. I missed all of those. Steve Mills has been employed since 2003, except for 4 years. Since 2003, he's been president or GM of the Knicks for all but 4 years. In the 4 years he was gone, the Knicks made the playoffs three times. The guy has been employed since 2003. He missed 4 years. Three of those years, the Knicks made the playoffs. All of the rest, they missed it. All of them. They are once again the worst team in basketball. They go into tonight as the worst team in basketball. The worst. And they will look at Kristaps Porzingis, who forced his way to town because Porzingis accurately said, you can't build a winner around here, and I got to get out of here before I waste more of my time. And yet Steve Mills is still employed. Is James Dolan a disaster? Absolutely. But the basketball guy employed for the basketball has been there for 15 years. And it has been nightmare after nightmare after nightmare. He hired Fizdale. What's that about? Fizdale couldn't bring in any of the free agents that they said he could attract. He's not developing young players. And fans are chanting for his head. Oh, well, we'll try it again with somebody else. Steve Mills, the cockroach that simply will not die. When we come back here on the show, Mitchell Trubisky, leader? I've got questions about that. plus Dion in Florida State. Damon Amendolara, DA in for Jim today here on CBS Sports Radio.